Welcome to another report from the Farm Progress Show in Decatur. I'm joined by Sean Murray from Farm Credit Illinois. He is the Senior Vice President and Chief Marketplace Officer. Sean, good to see you. We've had perfect weather for this year's show.
What an amazing day. What an amazing week it's going to be. The show is packed. If you haven't made it out, please find an opportunity. Stop by the Farm Credit tent and see us. We have music and drinks. A lot of youth running around today. Agriculture is exciting. Everybody's showing off their new and shiniest equipment. Just a great time to be in Decatur.
I know there were a lot of people talking prior to this year's show that maybe the attendance would be down because of where market prices are right now, but that hasn't been the case so far.
No, it certainly hasn't. The streets are full, the booths are full. The ag economy is struggling a little. We all recognize that. Commodity prices are a hot topic. Interest rates are a hot topic. Land values. But overall, everyone seems to still be optimistic about the future and what it can bring us. It's hard to not be excited on a day like this at a location like this.
Absolutely. Well, we know anyone's been in farming a long time. We go in these cycles, and we're in one of those down cycles right now. So it's important to have an ag lender like Farm Credit Illinois to go beside you and help you through this. How do you assess the current economy right now with the farmers?
At Farm Credit Illinois, we serve the southern 60 counties of Illinois, and there's a lot of variation amongst that. Even if you're talking soil types north to south, you're talking weather patterns in between, and despite where you're at in that 60-county territory, struggles exist. We're aware of that, and commodity prices aren't great. Our members are feeling the pain of that, and some locations have had struggles 2 or 3 years in a row when balance sheets are starting to show it. But we often say that the best producers are often made in the challenging times. We find a way to tighten our belt, run a better operation, understand our risk management tools at a higher depth, and then ultimately we're resilient for the future. Generational farms is what a lot of people take pride in. And as I look around and see the youth and the parents and then the grandparents with that youth, they want that generational farm to be passed generation to generation. And at Farm Credit, we want to be part of that success. We do take a consultative approach to work with everyone to understand their operation, to understand the challenges, help them see the opportunities. So at the end of the day, we can weather the storm together.
Well, you live and breathe agriculture.
We do. We absolutely do. And a lot of our staff is involved in agriculture indirectly and directly, but we do consider ourselves resident experts, and our people are in the communities at which they serve. They understand the challenges, and we simply want to be the best lending partner and crop insurance partner that any member here can experience.
Let's dig into a few of those programs. One of them is the Fresh Roots and Young Farmers Program.
Yeah, the Fresh Roots and Young Farmers Program has been a wonderful program for us. We have over 2,000 young individuals now that have taken advantage of that. It has reduced interest rate at the beginning, and it also has reduced lending standards to help people get into farming. Many first-generation farmers in that particular program, and then we also offer some education assistance there to really help people understand the balance sheet, understand their crop insurance products, and make sure that they are intellectually equipped to run the best operation that they can, because as we stated earlier, the best producers are made in these difficult times, and it takes specific knowledge and understanding to weather the storm.
And anyone that lived through the late 70s into the 80s know what challenging times are, and we got through those.
Yeah, we have, and there's been many bumps and bruises along the way, and this will be another one that we'll remember, and we'll recognize how we got through it together and be prepared for the next one that comes along. But there is still a lot of optimism out here. There's been a lot of resilience in the past, and I think when you recognize that resilience and you see the opportunities and how quickly things can change in our favor, you just know that you got to hang on. You got to find a way to balance everything in the process and wait for that opportunity to come about. And we want to be here for whatever their needs may be. Some have more operating needs as their inputs have climbed. Some do have some equipment needs. And to be honest, land values are remaining slightly down to mainly steady across our LSA, our loan service area that we refer to. We saw a 4.4% decline in our benchmark farms. We do some benchmark studies, and good land in the right location is still bringing exceptional money, and they're still being purchased by the farmer. And that shows us that there's still a lot of optimism about what the future can bring. Illinois agriculture as strong as any in the world, right? We have some of the best soils, we have some of the best producers, we have the best technology available to us, which I think makes us a long-term player in agriculture.
Well, we won't know for a few weeks what yield numbers are going to look like, but from what we've heard on some of the crop tours, they look pretty good, what people are seeing.
Yeah, everybody's, you know, hoping for a rain, right? Nice August rain to make the soybeans and to help finish filling out the corn. But there's also a lot of people excited about the corn crop ahead. I think there's going to be some positive yields out there. I think there might be a little disappointment too. I'm hearing some rust and some other diseases that have come in and the drought causing a little bit of tip back. So maybe a reduction in some yields. But overall, I think we're still going to have an above average crop as a whole. And the farmers, when they have bushels to market, are always a little more optimistic.
Absolutely. As you travel from your home base there in southern Illinois all the way up to central Illinois, I know the crop conditions have varied quite a bit. You had a lot of rain down there in southern Illinois early on.
We had one of the wettest Aprils and Julys that you can have. Then June and August have been extremely dry. So from a lot of rain to no rain, and I hope that September brings a little rain to start off the month. We haven't had rain in Marion County for almost 30 days, and that's certainly taken a toll on our bean crop. But overall, things still look probably better than they should across the loan service area for the weather. And this cool and beautiful weather is welcomed by all.
We haven't mentioned anything about tariffs yet. What impact do you think that's having right now on the prices?
Yeah, certainly, it's keeping prices down. Everybody wants to talk about is a trade deal with China coming. And yes, we all want that and need that, and we need to prepare for it if it doesn't happen, right? We can only control the factors that are in front of us today, but we are all praying that will be the final straw that will turn this for the positive. We know we're the most consistent provider of grain in the world, and that the world needs us to be that provider. We're going to go out every day and do what we do and serve at the level that we can and hope that the markets turn in our favor soon.
I know you're going to be here throughout the afternoon, and a lot of the Farm Credit Illinois representatives will be here throughout the entire Farm Progress Show.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be here through Thursday, of course. The tent's wonderful. The music's great. The fellowship with everyone is awesome. Weather's great. So please come out, enjoy the weather, enjoy the agricultural community here. The Illinois producer is really special.
And you have Farm Credit Illinois locations throughout central and southern Illinois.
Yeah, 14 regional offices across the southern 60 counties of Illinois. We serve over 8,500 members, and it's a pleasure to serve each and every one every day. When agriculture thrives, so do we. We're out here doing what we can to ensure that happens.
And you cover the whole gamut of agriculture.
We do. We want to serve every aspect of agriculture we can. And although Illinois is primarily cash grains, there is a little diversity here and there. If you really venture out and open up your eyes, everything from hen barns to turkey barns to produce. It really is a little diverse out here. Come out to the Farm Progress Show and experience agriculture in its entirety.
Thanks for being with us, Sean.
Thank you for having me.
Sean Murray joining us from Farm Credit Illinois here at the Farm Progress Show. Make that one of your stops. They've got a wonderful booth set up right next to the main entrance. You can't miss it. We'll have more reports over the next few days here on WITY.